Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Start up, start up. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, start up, start up. They making noise. Start up. Start up, start up, start up, start up, start up.
Episode 285 of the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
We are getting so close to episode 300.
We are, and it's going to be such a letdown if we don't have a party or do something special, Brody.
Well, what do you want to do?
I don't know. I mean, how would you celebrate a 300th episode? I mean, I know my mind goes grandiose places, like having it in a huge hall, like a catering place, you know, where people with slices come, where we invite 300 slices to episode 300, and we have a tremendous buffet dinner with free dessert. And
see, I was thinking something along the lines.
What are you choking your microphone? What's you jerking it? What are you doing over there?
Yeah, I'm jerking it. No, the microphone came off the arm, and now I'm trying to get it back on.
Oh,
and it's not going on for some reason.
All right, so hold it in your hand for the next hour.
I don't want to do that. I do not have an interest in doing that, but thank you.
Why not? It'll give us some exercise.
No, not doing that.
So yes, speaking of exercise,
so what about a bowling alley?
A bowling alley?
Yeah, perfect game is 300.
Ooh.
Just thinking about being, clever.
Yeah, that's fun. That's a great tie-in.
We got a bowling alley sponsor we could talk to?
I don't know. We can do anything, really. I don't like the way you're...
Can we do anything?
You're manhandling your mic.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I should... We should pause this so we can fix this thing.
No!
Let's pause this.
No edits.
No, let's pause.
Zero edits.
I know zero edits, but we can pause, can't we?
Hashtag zero edits, slices.
Hashtag
they
zero
need to
edits.
Hear all of it.
Do need to hear all of it.
So
right.
I went to the gym today, man.
Yeah, okay.
am I swole or what?
Your face is a little swole. Does that count?
No. That's swollen.
Oh, sorry.
No, my face should be a little thinner, but I guess
it's
not.
Supposed to be thinner?
It is. I could change
what you're going for, thinner?
I could change my camera angle.
Okay. Oh, I figured out how to fix this. Sorry.
That's great.
Change your camera angle.
That's not annoying at all.
No.
He's shutting it off.
I'll mute it so you don't have to hear this. Hold on.
That's okay.
Hold on. Listen, this is real. This is real life. Brooklyn Boys real.
You're screwing. What are you screwing?
Fab. It's not like we don't do this to be perfect.
Dude,
hold on.
That's the first thing you screwed in years.
You're not kidding.
How is the sex life with the sex wife?
Who? What? I don't know what that is.
You don't know?
No.
Oh man, you think that you guys would be like banging like birds and rabbits?
No, I got
after your kids are, you know, you're empty nesters. The kids are in college.
I gotta be honest with you. Just rubbing that mic just now was the most action I've had in a while.
You're not banging on the bathroom floor?
Shaggy.
We don't have to call Shaggy in?
It definitely wasn't me.
Oh, that's so sad.
That's all right.
All right.
Life goes on. I get to do a podcast with you. It's like, it's as good as sex.
Oh, blah, dee, oh, blah, da.
That's it.
So, anyway, I just want to let you know that I came back from the gym.
Yeah.
And I ran to pick up the microphone and do the podcast with you.
You ran from the dining room table 3 feet to the
microphone? The gym to here.
You ran from the gym.
My point is, I didn't take a shower yet. So
is that what that smell is?
I'll have to shower after this. So I'm sitting.
So you're sweaty and swole.
No, did not sweat. We did not break a sweat today because I'm on a calorie deficit from Dr. Fat Loss.
But so eventually, you didn't go up any steps?
No steps.
Hold on. I have a question.
Treadmill. Yes.
What? I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Hit the jingle. I'm not letting you slip that shit.
Wait. I thought you had a question.
My question is, can you hit the jingle, bitch?
That was a scary and appropriate product endorsement. Not cool.
I really thought I slipped one by you.
No, I think every time you slip in a sponsor, that one of two things should happen. You should give me money, or you should give away a Brooklyn Boys t-shirt available at brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
I mean, we can do that.
I think you owe the slices something every time you do that, because you're benefiting and they're not, and I'm not.
So we're going to open up the window. Speaking of the Brooklyn Boys podcast merch store, we're going to open up that window, right? Where from now until we set an end date, if you make an order,
have we set up the website?
No, it's brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
Right.
That's brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
But we said people were going to be able to ask like for their name on it. Is it just autographs?
I think we're going to sign. You and I are going to pick a day in the near future, and we're going to go drive out to Matt Merch, and we are going to sign all merch that comes in, and let's set a date, right? So anytime from now, which is, we're going to call this February.
We're going to call it February?
February, what's today's date?
20th?
19th. Today's the 19th.
19th, okay, yeah.
It's President's Day. We're going to go from February 19th to, let's pick an end date.
Why are we working on President's Day? I just realized that. Why are we working on President's Day?
That's a great question. I don't know. Why are we working on President's Day?
Well, you're not working for the morning show, so you're off today.
No,
so
actually, I'm in the Dominican Republic right now because I left yesterday, Sunday. So we're recording
this. Why are we saying it's President's Day?
Because that's when this is going to be released.
Oh, but it's not really President's Day.
No, but we're going to say February 19th, which is the date of this podcast publishing, the publishing date, until ... Let's put a time on it.
Yeah, 1 week.
We're going to, not 1 week. Let's give him a couple.
Days.
No, let's give him a couple. We're not going to get to Matt Merch for a while.
End of March? March 31st? The problem is
he's going to have to hold on to the merch. That's the problem.
So maybe March 15th, March 16th.
A happy medium. All right. March.
No, what if people don't wear medium?
Let's call it March 10th.
We're calling it March. I like March 12th.
March 12th? Fine. Okay. If you order merchandise between now,
the time you're hearing this,
right, and March 12th,
whatever the date is,
March 12th,
2024,
we will autograph Scary Brody, Brody Scary. We will autograph the merch.
As long as it's something that we can autograph, we will autograph it.
Yes. Put it in the notes, because you could put that in the notes when you order stuff. Okay. So say if you don't want it ruined or merched or autographed, then I think, you know, then we have a problem. But
we ought to have Matt make a thing in the checkout that says autographed or not.
Yes. Okay.
And now that you're not giving him any time to do that.
Well, we'll give him time. Wait, he's got the whole weekend. It's President's Day.
Right. He's going to work the weekend, and his team is going to redo the website.
Listen, if you don't
think it through, brother,
if you don't want us to sign your stuff, indicate that in the notes. Okay. Because there is a notes. There's a memo column.
On the other hand, then why didn't you buy it this week? The whole point of this is to buy it during our autograph window.
This is the autograph. Right. Exactly.
Right, but if you don't want it autographed, you should have bought it last week.
That's right. We're going to autograph everything. All your shit's getting autographed. Okay.
Yeah. And it's until, gonna, and,
It's going to end.
It's going to say some of it's going to say Brody and Scary. Some of it's going to say Scary and Brody. We're going to say, you know, which, oh, you know, we'll put them next to each other or on top of each other.
Whatever. No? Don't matter. Don't matter.
It does, matters to the fans. The slices.
It's going to be, we're going to, whatever. We'll sign
we'll alternate.
It. We'll sign
we'll alternate.
It.
Alternate. All right.
But we're going to sign it with a live
marker. Scary and Brody.
We're going to sign it with a live marker.
A live marker.
Like as opposed to something that we just stamp on there and walk away. We're going to drive out.
We're actually
going to
sign it. Yes.
We're going to drive out to where the merch is produced and we're going to sign it. And then he's going to stuff it and mail it. Okay.
Right,
but just make sure to know that this will be a few weeks before you're going to get your merch. He's going to hold on to all of it.
Also, we're stopping for pizza. I'm going to make a pizza list.
Yes.
Hey, have you ever done a good deed and you thought, you know how karma works, right? The universe will come back around and do a good deed for you, or someone is going to smile and give you like a, hey, thumbs up, like, nice job, man.
Yes, yes.
Right? How would you feel if you did something nice and you still got shit on?
It happens a lot, actually. It's happened to me several times, and it happened to one of my close friends and one of our close friends very recently.
Ooh, all right. Well, tell you what, let's take a quick break here. And when we come back, I will tell you how it happened to me, and I want to hear your stories as well. Because I have not heard them.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay. All right. So I took a train into Manhattan yesterday, and I was so the way that the train works that I was on, there's one stop right before you go into Manhattan. And then there's that long ride through the tunnel till you get to the city.
Yes.
So I'm sitting down, and you know, I got that good spot. When I got on the train, I got on, there was some seats available. So I had a choice. I sat in the last seat of that section of seating. So you get the metal divider next to you.
That's like
right by the door. So this way, no one is sitting to my left. And to my right was a relatively thin woman, right? She was very petite, small woman. And the train was, I don't know, 80% full. By the time we got to the last stop before the city, it filled up. Now people are standing.
Yeah.
So at that stop,
I always look for the preggers and the elderly, and I give my seat up.
Okay. So a woman gets on the train. Now I know it's like at least a 10, 12 minute ride into the city approximately. older woman, and she's very large.
Okay.
Okay. And she stands, she holds onto the pole right in front of where I'm, like a little to the right of where I'm sitting. So she's really in front of the skinny woman next to me. But like, I'm like 2 feet from her. And I'm looking down and I see she's got swollen ankles and she's wearing uncomfortable looking shoes.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what? I'm going to do the right thing. Not because I want anyone to notice or whatever. I want anyone to applaud me as the hero of the day. But the woman deserves, I thought, you know what? I'm young enough. I could stand for the next, you know, whatever. I'm gonna give her my seat. So I say, excuse me, would you like to sit down? Mm-hmm. And she smiles at me and she nods her head. I don't know if she spoke English or not because she didn't say much. But she went, oh, yeah, yeah. And she sat down and she got comfortable. And, you know, I pointed out she's very large, right? Which is another reason I wanted her to sit down. Well, she's much larger than I am. And when she sat down, her right butt cheek slammed into the thin woman next to me because her butt needed to take up a seat and a half.
Right. She needed to, she's a big woman. To spread out.
Like, right. All the more reason why she probably should sit down.
Okay. Right. So then, I don't see a problem so far.
So I'm standing and I watch her sit and I smile at her. And then the thin woman, I'm thinking like she's going to go, that was very, like make a face like, that was very nice of you. She gives me the fuck you face. And starts mumbling at me. Then shakes her head no, like she gave me stink face. Like, you asshole, you gave the fat lady a seat.
Oh.
Now, am I wrong? Is it my fault? She's squished. Now, look.
No.
She was a little bit squished, no. I have to say.
No. Fuck her. No.
You're the bad guy. No. I want the universe to smile at me.
No, you're good. You're good.
I thought somebody would be like, give me like the chin up, the little like a hey.
Right, hey.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Good. Hey, nice job. No, I don't get that. I get stink face with like a head shake of disapproval.
Yeah.
Like, you fucked me because now she's a little squished. I should let the heavyset lady stand.
Right. No. No way.
What am I supposed to
do?
No way.
No. No.
How am I the wrong guy?
You did the right thing.
I felt like saying to the skinny woman, "What do you look? What's to look for? Why am I getting the dirty look?" And she gave me the dirt every time I looked down at her. She gave still giving me the look. Like, I could sense it. It was very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I had to turn around and go to the other side of the train. I couldn't take it.
Yeah.
Because I can't say anything. If I point it out and I'm like, why are you making a stink face at me? She's going to say, well, because you made the heavyset lady sit next to me. I don't want to embarrass the woman. Now, look, not everyone is built for one seat. If I was sitting there and the woman plopped down next to me, I would not be happy about it. But I wouldn't blame the person who gave up their seat. So yeah, that was the start of my day yesterday.
Yeah.
That was one of the things that went a little cockeyed for me yesterday.
A little cockeyed.
Yeah, try to be nice. David Brody, mom raised me to be a good gentleman.
Yep.
And instead of like, hey, the whole car applauding for me, which I didn't want.
Right.
Just would have liked the chin. A little chin.
Yeah, that happened to me once.
What happened to you?
Well, I tried to buy you a steak dinner.
Hold on.
And I bought the steak dinner, and everyone continues to shit on me to this day.
Are you saying I'm the fat lady in this situation? I don't like that.
Yes.
No.
You are the fat lady.
No.
And everybody, and all the listeners, all the slices who take your side on this is the skinny woman giving me stink face because they think that I didn't buy you a steak dinner when I tried twice, and I did the right thing.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I did a good thing.
Thank you again for saying you tried.
I did the right thing.
But you did not buy me a steak dinner.
I gave you what I knew to be a steak.
How do you turn a good Samaritan story into you whining about the steak dinner situation?
Because it continues to be relevant today. This is never ending.
There's a Peter Luger's not far from Matt Murch.
There is.
Mm-hmm. Just saying.
All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, gave me a gift card, a $100 gift card for Peter Luger's. If I use that on our steak dinner, which I totally could, did I buy you a steak dinner?
Yes, because it'll be much more than $100. And it's technically your value. So you're giving up $100 of value, so that's fine.
All right.
I would accept that towards my dinner.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well... This happened to somebody close to, I'm not mentioning names. Some friends were out to dinner on Saturday night, not me. Mm-hmm. And
Gandhi and
a couple, a couple joined them.
Okay.
Now the couple,
did they know the couple was joining them, or they just showed up and, okay.
Yes. There were four people that went out to eat.
Okay. I don't like where this is going already.
The second couple had a gift certificate to the restaurant that they went to.
Okay.
I don't know the second couple as well as the first couple.
All right.
So the first couple, when the bill came, they're like, this is going to be interesting. What ends up happening? The second couple presents their portion of the bill for the gift certificate. The gift certificate covered their portion. So when you split something in two, because two people are paying because it's four people.
Right. Your half is $250 or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Let's call it, $250. That's expensive meal. Let's call it $250 each couple, let's say. Yeah. That's a lot, right? Yeah. So the gift card, whatever it was, covered their amount. So that's it. They're done, right? They're done. Now, the first couple didn't say anything. They paid their half. But then I got an earful from the first couple, and they said, hey, were we wrong for being pissed off that couple number two did this?
Why would they be pissed off? They paid the same amount of money.
Well, I'm kind of on the fence about this, Brody.
Okay, couple number one, let's say it was $250. If both couples pay cash or credit card, they pay $250.
Yes.
If couple number two pays with a gift card, couple number one still pays $250.
Right. But couple one thinks that they should have spread that gift card since they're presenting it at their group dinner. They should spread that gift card amongst all four people.
Oh, fuck no.
And then, right. And then, so
all four. Why should couple one get part of their birthday present or whatever it was?
I don't know, but I'm telling
you. That's fucked up. Couple number one is fucked.
Couple one is
not Scotty B. I know that.
Could be couple number two.
Yeah. Scotty B would absolutely.
No,
yeah, he would.
But it wasn't. So I'm wondering, because in my mind, I'm like, well, you raise a great point.
No, it's not a great point.
You know what? You know what, then? You know what, then? Go out to eat to dinner that place on your own with your whoever you want to bring.
What's the
difference? Use the gift card then when I'm not around.
What's the difference?
The difference is,
yeah,
you've presented this gift card and you're not. It's like, what happened to like sharing for the whole class?
No.
What about like,
no, that's
oh, this is
it.
So nice. It's free money. You got that for free. You didn't pay for it.
Hold on.
They didn't pay for the gift card.
Here's where it's a problem. Here's the only way it's a problem. Okay. Let's say couple two, they say on the ride over, like they're in the car, husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, let's say they're riding over and they go, you know, we got this gift card. We could probably order extra shit because we're not really paying for dinner. We're using the gift card. So what if they say like, oh, we'll have bring over the seafood tower. Now, if they start like adding drinks onto their bill that they wouldn't normally have, and they jack the price up because they knew they weren't paying cash, then it's a dick move because now you've made couple one pay for your extra shit. But if they just had a normal meal, no extra drinks,
well,
it doesn't matter.
I've been in a situation before, several times.
But what about this situation?
Well, I'm just going to say, I've had gift cards, and I've gone out with my friends to eat, and I've pretty much thrown the gift card in the middle of the table at the end and be like, all right, let's take the value off of this, and then let's get the bill recalculated, and then we'll split it from there.
Who does that? No wonder your friends go out with you. You're a sucker. You buy cars for ex-girlfriends, and you throw your gift. Somebody bought you a present. Somebody says, hey, Scary, happy birthday. I know you love this Italian restaurant. I'm giving you a $100 gift card. You think they're going to like the fact that you threw $100 in and 10 people all took $10 off their meal? Somebody bought you a present. It's not your obligation to share that.
They did. Well, what if I have DoorDash credit and somebody gave me the credit as a gift card,
right?
And now we're all ordering DoorDash, but like you, we split it up into a group situation. Should I use some of my credit toward your meal or
no? No, look who you're asking.
Wow.
You're asking me. Why would I give my DoorDash present to somebody else?
I think in the case of the restaurant on a Saturday night, it's a dick move to like all of a sudden whip out a gift card
to
and
whom?
Be like,
"To who? The waitress? The waiter or waitress doesn't
okay.
care."
I just think that you're more
as long as you still tip.
I think if you whip out a gift card in the middle of a group dinner, I think you're more subject.
No, here's what
I'd feel bad if I didn't share the wealth. It's a gift card.
Why would you share the wealth? It was your present. Let me ask you a question. What if couple number two?
I'm too nice.
Hold on. What if couple number two was on a first date?
Okay.
And he whips out the gift card and says, "I'll take care of dinner tonight." And
I don't think he gets a second date. That's first off.
Bought dinner. He still covered her end of the dinner.
Nah, I don't think you pull out a gift card on a first date. I don't think you do that. That's awful. So that's why, because you value it so much, you're saying that if we did go out for a steak dinner at Peter Luger's and I use this $100 to court, you're saying that that would qualify because I'm losing value on a gift that was given to me.
Well, did you get the gift from work for doing some bullshit thing and the sales threw you a gift card or did somebody give it to you as a birthday present?
Neither. It was given to me as a, "We're so sorry you lost your mom. Here, go out to dinner."
Oh, then I would be honored if you spent it on me. But now I feel terrible. No.
Okay. No. I'm being honest, though.
No, now you can't use the gift card. No.
So now, because it was intended for a different purpose.
It was intended to make you happy, not buy me dinner. And plus, I got to be honest with you, though. Mama Scary would have wanted me to have the steak dinner.
Oh, really? Is that how that
like
works?
She would have.
She would have.
She knew you always dinner.
She absolutely probably would have. But
right. She said Brody and Scary. We have it on tape.
And I bring that up because now that opens up. Well, now how did you get? So going back to the couple scenario from the other night, how was this gift card given? Because if it was for a different purpose,
either way.
All right.
Either way, it's fine. Couple number one just has a stick up their ass. Couple number one is the type of people that don't send their food back when it's wrong.
Right. So any gift card, any credit that I was given,
fine.
It belongs to me and I shouldn't feel bad.
No, why should you feel bad? It's yours. You're putting in money. What's the difference? Right.
Well, because I was taking couple one's side. I'm like, that's a little tacky. They probably should have shared it with you guys.
The only way it's tacky is if couple two ordered extra shit knowing they weren't paying cash. If they had like four rounds of drinks they don't normally drink, then if I was couple one, I'd be pissed.
No, they didn't take advantage. All right.
No.
Okay. All right.
You feel better?
But I'm still on the fence.
Your monetary issues are fucked up.
Maybe.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates.
Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Yeah, man.
Why'd you play the You know what we should do now here?
What's
I think
that?
It'd be a good time.
What?
We should play some of the jingles you brought home.
Is that a good time?
Yeah. I think now's a great time.
I could do that. Oh, someone's calling me. Oh.
What do you mean someone's calling you? It's jingle time.
Oh, it's Tony. Tony's calling me.
Tony
Skeery.
Your father?
He heard that I was almost gave away my Peter Luger's $100 gift
don't
card.
Don't ask him. Oh, yeah, it's your father. Don't ask him. Put him on. Put him on. Tell me why he's on the podcast.
I'm not going to put him on now.
Hold it up to the mic.
I don't know what he wants. Anthony! All right. Well, maybe not. I don't know what he wants. I'm putting him on blindly. That's not a good thing.
He probably sensed that you were going to spend the gift card that was given to you because of your mom.
Exactly. Speaking of, man, this one was touching. I got a mass card in the mail or a sympathy card from one of the slices.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And a very heartfelt note here about my mom's passing. And they wrote, we've been heartbroken hearing about losing your mom, especially since we've heard her speak so about you on the show and on the Brooklyn Boys podcast. We as a community will keep you and your family in our minds. Stay strong. That's nice. And we're all very sorry for your loss. And this is from Skyrot from the mod team at EDMS subreddit on Reddit. The community, the Reddit community as a whole on the Elvis. So apparently there's an EDMS thread on the
there's a bunch of EDMS threads on Reddit.
On Reddit. So thank you for the I guess how you read it, you nurturing trapdoor and you Skuxrot, SKX.
Oh, you means user.
Oh, user. See, I don't know the lingo. I don't really go on Reddit, so I don't know. But I didn't even know that existed.
So Crotchrot and who else?
Scuzz Rocket. No. SKX Rot. And then, okay. All right. So, and nurturing trapdoor. Thank you guys. Love you guys.
That's very nice.
And this is a good one. You're going to love this. This is somebody to, and the reason why we're reading these, it's not slice time, it's not talkbacks, but, and it's not mail time because it's not an email. Mm-hmm. We got physical things in the mail. It's crazy when people take the time to do that. Dear Scary Jones.
No.
But they mean you as well.
That's okay.
I hope you find this letter. This letter finds you well. It's a letter. I know you're a very busy man. I'll keep it short. Longtime listener. I absolutely adore you and the morning show. I'm a slice for life. Brooklyn Boys is by far my favorite podcast. I wanted to express my heartfelt appreciation for the way you brighten my day with your sense of humor. You and Brody make me laugh. It's a gift. And I thank you enough for the laughs and mental break from the real world. Hmm. Everyone always says you're like second family to us. And it's so true. I'm getting married in January and it would be our honor to host you. Well, consider a warm meal and open bars. Thank you. She goes on to say that I'm underrated on the morning show. I'm unapologetically myself. And 99% of the time, I'm right with my thoughts and opinions. And people give me a hard time for it. Anyway, especially with bringing a guest for the wedding. That you invite someone, they get a plus one. Right. Thank you. It's courtesy. I needed to bring Robin to that wedding. Anyway, tell Robin she is invited to our wedding. Thank you. The future, Kerry Dufour. Dufour. P.S. Let's go, Mets. So anyway, thank you for that. That's very nice. I'm sharing that. And
A DM I want to read, if that's okay.
Of course.
Thank you to Samantha.Leexo, L-E-E-X-O. She says, so Long Island girly here. Recently moved into a new condo complex where I rent for around, a hell of a lot of money a month. I'm not going to read that. Crazy, right? But I guess that's how it is right now. Love the podcast and have been a listener forever. Being super anxious about moving in and getting settled, as I was moving in, I saw my neighbor getting into her car. I waved, and as she came over, I saw her Brooklyn Boys merch sweatshirt.
Get out.
Saw it as a sign. Hello, new bestie, and good vibes all around. Amazing stuff. And that's from Samantha.
Oh my God, Samantha, that's awesome.
Moved into a complex where her neighbor purchased a sweatshirt at brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
Neighbor.
What favorite commercial from the Super Bowl? Was that your favorite?
That's the Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger one. And
I liked the way you gave Danny DeVito top billing.
Yeah, that's great. He's a bigger star. He's been around longer.
Know about that.
Come on.
I love Danny.
And and the Dunkings. I love the Dunkings. Yep. Dunkings was great.
Dunkings was great.
With what?
All of them.
Matt, all of them. All the Boston all people. Brady.
Mark Wahlberg wasn't on it. He was on Colbert the other night. And Colbert says to him, "You're from Boston. How come you weren't in the commercial?" He goes, "Yeah, well, I guess I was busy when they were calling." So
yeah, but anyway, Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, Jeff.
Yeah, it was great.
Anyway,
great
yeah. Commercial. So that was what else was great? Man, a lot of Jesus. Jesus is really rich to be spending all that money
that
on the
church.
Super Bowl.
Had a lot of money to spend. I think Jesus spent more than Timu or whatever it's called.
Timu.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
A lot of Jesus.
Jesus was advertising 2 years ago, I think, when they started. 3 years ago? Two or three years ago.
Yeah. I don't know. What was it?
They got the cash. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Any other Super Bowl commercials that stuck out? Not really. Meh.
You know what I found interesting?
What's that?
There were two commercials that were inspired by the movie Flashdance from 1980 or 82, whenever it was.
Right. I saw one of them when they poured the bucket of water on his head.
The hippo or the dancing, whatever right. it was, gummy bear, whatever it was. He did the sit in the chair, pull the water down.
Yes.
And then the T-Mobile commercial, What a Feeling, and Irene Cara was in that, I think. That was the second one, Flashdance.
Oh.
I just thought it was a weird choice that two different companies would choose Flashdance as the inspiration for their Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah.
There were some ones I thought wasted their money. I thought the, was it Squarespace? The one with Martin Scorsese in it.
Yeah.
The alien one.
Yeah. A lot of them, I won't remember them. I won't remember the advertiser, which leads me to say that if you think about it, then they've wasted $7 million. Because if you can't remember who the advertiser was, then was it really an effective commercial?
Budweiser. There wasn't a lot of commercials for Budweiser. There was an awful lot of commercials for Bud Light.
Saw that.
They were definitely trying to rebrand a little bit.
Damage control.
Well, they had a rough year with some parts of the country, and they spent a shitload this year on commercials.
Yeah.
So hopefully it works for them, I guess.
They said it was the most watched Super Bowl of all time.
It's the most watched broadcast of all time.
Okay. Difference?
Well, because it just beat the moon landing as the most watched anything ever.
Oh, wow. So it was the most watched Super Bowl and the most watched broadcast of all time.
Yes, that's what, unless they tweaked it, but I originally had seen that story. If they tweaked it again, by the time you hear this, I'll have looked again. But yeah. It's definitely the most watched Super Bowl for sure.
Yeah.
And, shout out to the family, by the way, speaking of the Super Bowl, to the Kansas City woman who's a DJ who unfortunately lost her life at the Chiefs rally.
Yeah.
She's in our business and
she does the midday show on that station.
Well, she did a one day a week Tejano show and whatever the case, it's terrible. And I did see that Taylor Swift donated $100 to their GoFundMe. $100,000, excuse me.
I was going
to
say 100.
No, $100,000 today.
Hundy.
Which was nice. That's very kind.
That's great.
But, you know, hey, Chiefs, congratulations on the victory. And,
Tragedy.
Tragedy to follow up. But anyway.
And how crazy is it that the numbers that came out in the final happened to be two numbers that I was bitching about. 2 and 5 came out. Now, I had 2 and 8. See, normally 2s, 8s, and 5s are shitty numbers to have in these Super Bowl boxes.
Not shitty because you might get a 28. 2 is not great.
Two is not great. And neither is 5. The 2 and 5 came out. 5 sucks. How many field goals are you going to kick? So
a lot
anyway.
Of field goals.
But 2 and 5 were the final numbers. So congratulations to all those underdogs who thought you had the shittiest pick in the pool and the shittiest squares. You guys, you won.
You know who didn't advertise that I remember? They may have had one commercial on. I don't remember, but not really the point. Geico.
Now, oh, yeah.
Geico used to be my car company until I told you that I had some problems with them, and their rates were like three times higher than what I switched to. Mm-hmm. That being said, as a former customer, I got five different envelopes in the past week and a half to my address with the name Hedwig LaBeouf.
Oh, that's got to be a joke. Somebody playing a joke on you?
H-E-D. Nope. Nope. Hedwig LaBeouf.
To your address. And
what's that? My address.
Wow.
And I opened it up because it was addressed to my house and it didn't look like a real name. And it said, we're sorry that we are going to have to turn you down for auto insurance for your policy. We cannot offer you auto insurance at this time. So after the first one, I'm like, well, that's weird. Then I got a second one and a third one and a fourth one. So I'm like, this fucking guy, whoever it is obviously applying for auto insurance at my address. Now, the first one, it was dated like 2020. Like, for some reason, they took 4 years or 3.5 years to get back to him. So I call Geico.
Yeah, I was going to say, call this guy out.
And it says, you know, hi, tell us why you're calling. Are you calling for this?
Hi, this is Shia LaBeouf.
And it says, are you a customer? And I said, no, I'm not, because I'm not. And it says, oh, we're sorry. Geico is no longer, quote, auto policies on the phone. Please go to geico.com. Thank you. Click.
Ah, man.
So it took me five times to figure out the combination of things to say and agree to that wouldn't get me hung up on. It's like, are you looking for auto insurance?
Did you report him?
So finally I get through to somebody.
Yes.
Finally get through. And this guy, James, answers the phone. Hi, this is James. Thank you for calling Geico. How can I help you? So I tell him what's going on. And he says, oh, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do, unfortunately. So unfortunately, you're going to have to just disregard those letters. I said, what?
Wow.
He said, yep, there's no record of it, unfortunately. So unfortunately, there's nothing I can do. So what do you think I said at that point?
Why are you giving me a double negative with two unfortunately's in a row?
No, I said, sir.
Can I speak to your manager?
Fortunately, four times.
Of course you did. You called him out on it. Exactly what I thought you did.
I said, you're trying to be nice and perky, James, but you guys keep mailing letters to my house.
No good.
For Hedwig LaBeouf.
Hedwig.
That he can't have insurance.
You don't give Hedwig one angry inch.
That's right. Thank you.
You fucking report Hedwig.
I said, can you please take a look and see if he's made, how long ago these applications were put in? Is he doing it like since the first letter I got, he tried again? Oh, unfortunately, sir, I can't look that up because unfortunately our computer system won't let me do that. So unfortunately, there's nothing I can do. I'm so sorry.
I'd go nuts. I'd go crazy.
And he did that whole like, I'm so sorry.
Ooh.
I fucking hate that.
I know.
I hate the whole, oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm so unfortunately, we'd like to. At some point, you go, you know, like you said it.
That's
like, I understand you can't.
That's Gen Z speak. That's Gen Z. That's how they talk.
No, this guy was like, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm a little older. He's like,
carry on the last syllable.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Aye.
No, you're not. So I was like, unfortunately, I'm not buying that answer. So unfortunately, I have to ask for a supervisor. So I'm sorry.
Sorry. Unfortunately, unfortunately, we have to take a break.
Podcast with Skiri and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
So when you get a... I can't really go here. I can't. I want to, but
I
can't.
Who gave it to you? No one listens. Don't worry.
Oh, no? All right.
When you get a gift card, when your mom passing away?
No. This is... No. What if somebody gives you a very nice gift?
Mm-hmm. If you whisper, they won't hear you.
But you kind of have one that's similar to it already.
Oh, you give it to David Brody.
I'll sell it to you. I'm not even going to tell you. I don't know. It's just tough to...
Can you hold it up? Let me see it. I won't say what it is. Let me see it.
I don't... Okay.
Can I see it?
Hold on. Do not say it. Hold on.
I won't say it. Let me see it.
Hold on. It's over here.
All right. Go. It's back here. Okay, guys. I'm gonna do what I can to imply what it is without saying this. He doesn't know that I gave it away.
Don't say anything.
No, I would never say anything. It was, I'm a rock.
I got one of these.
Fuck it. Let's see what.
Sell it.
Oh yeah, you do have one of those.
I have one already.
Yeah.
Said, oh my God, we put a lot of thought and effort into your gift and this and that for your birthday, and I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Has this person never been to your apartment?
And I'm like, but it is awesome. The thing is, it's so awesome. Mm-hmm. They know me so well that I already have one.
Right. I mean, it's classic.
It's a different color. But I what I'm saying, I can't go here. I cannot go further than this.
But so, it's basically the same.
It's the same thing.
It's the same. The numbers are the same.
So my question is.
The size is the same?
It has the same. It performs the same functions.
Oh, wow.
It does the same things. So my question is. And I talk in circles. And I talk very, I'm vague booking.
Has this person ever been to your apartment?
No.
Well, then you're fine. Sell that one. And if they ever come to your apartment, the one that looks just like it, they'll think that's it. They're
or
not gonna
I
remember.
Could sell the one that looks just like it and keep this one.
No, sell the new one in the box. Or you could give it to Brody, and he'll sell it for you for a commission.
Oh, really? Win-win.
Yeah, I'll sell it
for you. For a steak dinner?
No, the problem owe me that.
The thing is, I didn't have the heart to tell them because... It's such a kind gesture.
Now, is this for your birthday or is this
my
for
birthday.
Another condolence gift?
No, this is a birthday gift.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah, man.
And this person thought so highly of you. They know you so well that you would want one of these.
Yes.
You know, they must know, you know, what you're into, where you work. Yeah. So, but they've never been to your house and they bought you this really nice gift, but they've never been to your house.
Correct.
So how close could they possibly be?
Yeah, but then they're gonna be like, "Hey, how's that thing?" When I open it, I post a social because that's what you do. You put it on your story. Like, why haven't I seen that on your story? What's going on with that?
Say that. So you know what you do? You take a picture. Here's what you do, Scary. Find the box from the one you actually have, right?
Yeah.
Post that. Do it. Like, get a picture of the old box from the old one you have. Yeah. They're not gonna remember that it's brown or dark green or whatever.
Yeah.
And put it up.
It's a cool fucking gift though, right? You like it?
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, does it work?
Yeah. I mean, it's fresh out the box. It's brand new.
Right. Well, you haven't probably used something like that in a while.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll move on. Anyway, I just didn't know the whole point of this conversation is
right.
What do you do when somebody knows you so well, they get you a gift, but it's a duplicate and you don't have the heart to tell them that they sent you a gift that you already have?
That's happened to me.
Yeah.
It did happen to me. Yes. I sucked it up and I sold it.
All right. Well,
but know. I just wouldn't worry about the social media aspect of it. Your birthday was a couple of weeks ago already.
Yeah, it was.
Then just say you love it.
Yeah.
You know what else you could do? Here's what you do. You sell that one, but you take a picture,
right?
Because you have a bunch of them together, similar ones, right? Because you collect these things.
Yeah.
I would take a picture of the ones you have out on display from a distance and go, look, it fits perfectly on my thing.
Yeah.
And from a distance, they're never going to know it's not the same one.
Yes. All right. Speaking of things to sell, you want to sell my old computer or what? I put it up for sale. No, I had no takers on the Brooklyn Boys podcast last week. My old iMac.
I told you I'd give you $100 for it.
Dude, it's worth $1,000.
All right, $150. On Facebook Marketplace
I'll give it.
I got cash in hand. I'll be right there.
That was funny online that you sent me that DM of if Facebook Marketplace was real life.
He was selling stuff on his lawn.
Fucking hysterical. If Facebook and people came up I'm saying,
Is that available?
Yeah. And they walk away. Is that available? How much is it?
$500. I'll give you $20.
Oh, yeah. And they walk away. Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah.
And they walk away. Clever shit.
I had a couple of those this week. I had one thing I was selling for, I don't know, $15. And the guy was like, I got cash in hand. I'll be right over. I got $6.
Yeah.
They go, well, you can have $6 later today too, because I'm not taking that.
There you go. So, I'm going to the Dominican Republic on Sunday when I'm going with my family. It's a very different trip for me. We're taking a family vacation, extended family. So that would be me and my brother and my sister and their spouses and their kids with my dad and my sister-in-law's parents. So we got a huge ass.
So it's like Christmas, house. Except I'm not there.
Same people. Yeah, you're right. Pretty much.
Yeah. Everyone but me. How'd that work out?
I don't know. So this is what we're going to Casa de Campo, which is an area inside the Dominican Republic.
Does that mean House of Camp?
I don't know what it means. Casa de Campo.
As people who speak Spanish are screaming.
Well, speaking of speaking Spanish, that was the. I hope this goes well because, in order to get the house for rent. I went through a rental agency that had this house available that we wanted, and it was only going through this one agency.
Okay, Campo means evil.
Are you serious?
You're going to Casa de Evil?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Campo has to have a second meaning. No shot.
I just did it in Google Translate. Yeah, look, Campo. Look.
Oh my God.
Evil.
Oh, wow. Anyway, so this was all a Spanish-speaking, agency. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, how am I going to make a business transaction of this magnitude with a company that only speaks Spanish? Well, dude, Google Translate is my best friend, and now you can translate. Now you could translate in the iMessage. You could translate on WhatsApp. It is a fucking godsend. I hope everything comes out right, but we've been going back and forth and back and forth, thousands and thousands of friggin' lines of dialogue.
I thought you were going to say lines of coke. I'm like, what are you going for? Check your Google Translate.
Casa de Craco.
Yeah.
Casa de Coco. I'm in love with the Coco. Yeah. So anyway, I use a Spanish. That's an example of something that you would never really be able to do 20 years ago. I mean, you'd call the agency or, you know, they'd speak another language. You'd be like, sorry, language barrier, click. Mm-hmm. But now everything can be done online and everything can have everything can be translated.
Well, Facebook Marketplace needs that then so that when people ask me for stuff in other languages, I know what the hell they're saying.
Yeah, but isn't that crazy though? Isn't that awesome? Great. So we'll see how this turns out. Pray for me. I hope everything. I had to set up transportation. I had to set up like renting of golf carts. I had to set up, I had to do dinner reservations. The whole thing all was done in Spanish.
Now, are the three siblings paying for everything?
Yeah, we're going to talk about it, but we'll talk about that.
Okay.
You know how that works.
All right. Let me ask you a question. Let's say hypothetically the three siblings chip in. Is that fair to you? Because you've got a husband and wife chipping in, and then just you.
No, it's okay.
You're paying a third, but you're a fifth.
We're family. See, that's the difference between me and you. Right there is the exact, right there encapsulates Scary versus Brody. Hey. Scary doesn't give a fuck if he's one-fifth of company and has to pay one-third because that's the way things are divided.
That's right.
Brody has break it down.
Tuition for three kids.
Mathematically. And he's gonna pay to the penny.
Yep. College tuition because for three kids.
To me,
no
in a lot of families, that would start a fight. Would start family fights when people do that.
Why would it start a family fight?
Well, they at least talk behind your back. Oh, that Brody always fucking so cheap.
They don't talk about me. They talk about you. Your brother and sister know you make the big bucks, so they don't care.
I don't make big bucks.
Anthony better step up.
You know something, man? You are something else.
Yeah. Although I say your brother's house is so nice, he should probably pay for the trip.
Oh, right. is that how we're judging now?
It's like when you have a fancy car, you got to tip better at the garage.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. You tell your brother I said that. He has the nicest house. You have a one bedroom apartment there. You shouldn't be paying for anything. You should buy yourself a bigger house.
But look at you spending my money.
You should get a second bedroom so that I can come over, hang out. We can do the podcast and then. You know, I crash. I don't have to go home.
The invite is here. I'm still waiting for you to come over and do this podcast.
I did it once with you. Your system sucked. You couldn't. The microphone didn't reach the table.
No,
it was a nightmare.
No, my system is fine. Everything is great. There's nothing wrong.
Okay. How long did it take us to get it to work right when we were recording today?
Only a few minutes.
23 minutes.
23 minutes.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that long, was it?
It was 23 minutes.
Right. But everything is fine
now. Brody, do you hear this? You know what? This is a good time now that we're talking about your super equipment, to see if the old jingles play. Let's play the jingles you brought home.
We'll do that.
Through your $6,747,026.
Right after this.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Brody and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Big moment here.
Oh, by the way, did you see the video that I sent you?
Which one?
The guy who goes into Walmart, he goes and he buys ice cream sandwiches from from the freezer.
You didn't send me that.
I must have forgot. But anyway.
Or forgotten.
I've forgotten. But there's a viral video out there I brought this up to the morning show, but nobody bid on it today. And I want to know if it's a hoax or not. If you Google TikTok viral video, ice cream sandwich doesn't melt. Apparently, he takes these ice cream sandwiches, a specific brand that Walmart sells, take them out of the freezer. He leaves them out, and they don't.
Oh, it's not real ice cream.
They don't melt. They don't melt.
I'm not eating that shit.
And then he went back to it the next day, and it's sitting on the counter, and it still hasn't melted. But they're ice cream sandwiches, or they're ice cream desserts. Are they frozen desserts? It doesn't have anything in it. But my point is, it's so pumped and jacked with chemicals that you take them. They don't even have to be frozen. You take it out of the freezer, and there's no like milky consistency that goes all over the place. Does not melt.
I'm not eating that. I'm not putting that in my mouth if it doesn't melt.
Did you see the video I'm talking about?
Yeah, so now you mentioned it. Yes, I don't remember you sending it to me, but I did see it, and all the comments were like, "I'm not eating that shit."
There's no way. It's like it got to be like radioactive or something.
Styrofoam? What the fuck?
I thought it was a hoax at first.
Oh, you know what? It's alien food.
Then someone said, "No, it's frozen dessert, and therefore it doesn't qualify as ice cream." And that was the whole thing. There was all these. He focuses in on all the shitty ingredients and things you can't pronounce. I'm just saying, you know, I kind of wanted to do the experiment myself. I see a lot of this stuff on TikTok. I'm like, I want to try that. I want to see if this is a hoax or not. I guess it's not a hoax, though. I guess it really is.
Who's buying that? Who's buying ice cream that doesn't melt? And it's not even ice cream. It's like a dessert topping. It's not like real. It's like, what is it? What's the dessert topping that it's not whipped cream? Cool Whip?
What, one of those? Sprinkles?
Sprinkles. No, those are just chocolate. No, but it's like Cool Whip is a dessert topping.
Right. Dippin' Dots. They don't. That's ice cream. Space age ice cream. That doesn't melt.
Remember when that was a thing 20 years ago? Space aged.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh yeah, frozen balls. I get it.
Dippin' Dots doesn't melt. But that actually, yeah, I guess whatever it is.
Well, it's nitrogen. Like they freeze the shit out of it.
Yeah, but this is not nitrogen. This is an actual like shaped like an ice cream sandwich. You're not having.
I'm not eating it. I don't care if you make a burger that isn't made of meat taste like meat. Like at some point, like come on.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not eating unmeltable ice cream.
Right. Have you tried any of the things that you're seeing on Reels and TikTok?
No.
No, you don't try some of these experiments?
No. No. That's what the video's for. I watch them do it and I go, huh.
The worst videos are the ones where people are think that they're home chefs and all they're doing is throwing several ingredients together that are already cooked and they just lay them on top of each other, throw it in the oven.
I love when they go, this is the world's greatest bean dip. Oh, it's the easiest and it's shit. They put in four like pounds of butter and motor oil.
But they're not a dead animal. Yeah, but the thing is, they're not even doing it. They're not really cooking. They're just.
That's why you have to watch Chef Reactions.
I do.
He's the best.
Yeah, he is the best.
Look up Chef Reactions on TikTok and Instagram.
Yeah,
he's an obnoxious chef who duets videos of people with their home recipes. And most of the time it's shit and he rips them. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, he's like 90%. I try that.
Yeah. What's the riddle you had for me?
Oh, I got a couple of riddles. Well, okay. Do you want a mathematical riddle first or do you want a quandary, like a detective riddle?
I like a good quandary.
Okay. I give you one of those where you go, most people would walk by this in the grocery store and go, that's annoying. Somebody left that there, but not me. Because I got a podcast and I wondered to myself, what the fuck? So I'm at the supermarket a few days ago. And you know the Rascal scooters, those motorized carts that have like a basket in front and handicapped people and people who are not in good shape who might sit on a subway train and knock the person next to them with their butt cheek.
Of course.
They ride them around, right? Okay. Well, if you're getting in one of those, it's probably because you can't walk. Or you have a difficult time walking.
Okay.
Fair?
Sure.
I'm in the back of the store by the milk section, right, where the frozen foods aisle ends and the milk section is on the back wall. And blocking the aisle, 70% of the aisle, is a motorized scooter. But no one's sitting in it.
Huh.
So I look around and I thought maybe somebody limped over to the milk. Maybe somebody hopped out to grab something from the frozen food refrigerator, then hops back in because they can only walk a couple of feet. I looked around. The place wasn't busy. There's nobody. So I waited. I'm like, I got to see who is riding this thing. Nobody came back for it.
It was just a rascal, a scooter just sitting there?
Yeah. So my question is, how does a person who needs a rascal scooter leave it in the back of the supermarket in the very back corner? Where'd they go and how'd they get there?
Well, it's rare to see somebody off of it because the reason why they have it is because they can't walk. So,
right.
So they should have been attached to it or nearby.
Right. And that's one thing if you leave it in the front of the store, but who's riding it?
Yeah.
And then leaves it.
I don't get it. I don't know.
Where'd they go?
Riddle me this, Batman.
Yes, that's what I want to know. Where is the person who was riding the rascal scooter?
Yeah.
Where'd they go? And first and second of all, fuck you for leaving it in the middle of the aisle.
Right.
But obviously you didn't need it. Right. Obviously you're a fraud.
I want to know
because you got up and left. It was a miracle. It's Miracle Aisle. Maybe they just had Miracle Whip.
Why is it that sometimes when I go to some of these stores and I'm shopping for like a medication, for let's say back pain medication, why is it on the floor?
You can't steal somebody else's joke.
What are you talking about?
That's a stand-up comedian's.
I did not know that.
Yes, I think a female comedian. You can't.
No,
you can't
that's a true story though.
Yeah, but it's a thing.
Back pain medication should not be
on the floor, near
the ground. It should be eye level. I'm just Absolutely. Saying.
Well, who's eye level? But how tall do you have to be?
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, should not be on the bottom shelf. If I Google that on TikTok or on YouTube, I'm going to find that.
All right, find it. But I don't
know. That's not a Scary Jones observation.
It's not a joke. No, it is an observation, and it happened to me.
Really?
It happened to me in real life. I had
from
back pain.
Out, from all
I had
workouts?
Back pain once. No. Remember when I was at that Christmas party for Carla Marie and her brother? And I don't know if you were. No, I'm sorry. No, you weren't invited. That's right. You weren't
one
invited.
One of the many things. Well, yeah.
You were not invited. But Greg T, the Jersey kid, and Garrett were there. And we were doing jump around. And I was wearing these hard-soled Kenneth Cole shoes. And I was jump up, and fell down. I literally jumped
and
up.
And all of a sudden, you were in a house of pain.
Jump up. I was in a world of pain, yes. And I was like, ah! And my discs went crazy. And mm-hmm. they did some whatever the hell that is on you, like whatever the scans. And it found out that, let's see, my L4 and L5 discs were fucked up for a while. I couldn't walk. And I was like hobbling everywhere for several weeks. I went to Duane Reade. I tried to get the medication for it, my back, mm-hmm. and it was literally on the floor. I had to bend over.
This isn't when you yawned wrong, is it?
That was a whole other time. No, that was
back out from yawning.
That was I re-aggravated it from that injury from years before.
From when you yawned wrong.
No, I yawned wrong several years after my back went out. From jump up, and fall down.
Okay. What about your neck?
I landed on the balls of my feet on the hard-soled shoes, and
how
and
when your balls hang down.
Talking about the backs of my by my heels. You land on those on your feet
right.
and all of a sudden it's like reverberates up my body and into my back. I'm telling you, I fucked myself up.
All right.
But anyway.
Let me give you a math riddle because I want to get this done before we go.
Riddle me this, Batman.
So if you're ever on, they're on all social media, but on Facebook, when you scroll down on your page, there's like a row of people you may know, and then there's a row of videos. They want you to click on videos.
Yeah.
And they usually have like a caption or a math riddle or a spelling riddle or find the mistake, whatever. Well, whenever they have a math riddle, it's never the obvious, easy answer. It's always, you know what PEMDAS is, Scary?
No.
It's the order of operation for math. You do
PEMDAS. I say no, please excuse my dear Aunt Sally.
Yeah.
Please eat my delicious apple strudel.
Exponents, multiplication, division, addition.
Addition, subtraction.
Left to right.
Parentheses, exponents.
Right. Okay. PEMDAS. That's the order of operation. Okay. Yep. I know that some people teach differently now, but that's the way it was always supposed to be done. So a lot of times they'll put up questions where there's something in parentheses. And there might be an exponent. And people forget the order and they just do it left to right.
Okay? Correct.
That's not, well, incorrect.
Well, incorrect is correct. Right.
But I'm going to give you the riddle and then I'm going to read to you some of the comments that people make when they think they have the right answer. So this one's easy, Scary. Ready? What is 40 divided by a half plus 15?
So 40 divided by a half plus 15?
Yep.
So 40 divided by 0.5 Divided by 0.5 is, wow. So it's actually 40 divided by a half.
You really can't.
Isn't that
how many 0.5s go into one?
Two. So it's right. So it's 40 divided times, by two is 20 plus 15 is 35.
Wow. You were so close to being right. 40 divided by a half is 80.
Is 80,
is
right.
80 halves.
80 halves.
You're not dividing it in half. You're dividing it by a half.
Divided by a half.
How many 0.5s go into 40? 80.
Oh, that's right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Adding 15, that's 95.
95. Sorry.
But the answer is 95.
Shit. And I used to be so good at math, too. Oh, man.
So here are some of the responses. 35. It's obvious. How thick can you people be? Half of 40 is 20, and add 15, thickos.
Oh, wow.
But he's wrong.
Okay.
Okay.
Where are you seeing this, by the way?
On Facebook. And then everybody comments, no. I don't know where you went to school, you morons. It's 35. And then everybody rips them a new asshole.
I love that.
It's either 17 or 95. The puzzle is open to more than one answer. No, math only has one answer. You can't have two answers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, it's subjective all of a sudden.
Yeah. Yeah. When I went to school, here's another one. So this one was only a genius can solve this. Is right? Divide 30 by a half and then add 10.
What? Divide 30 by a half?
Yep.
And add 10. Right. That's another problem you're giving me?
Yep.
Divide 30.
Yep. By a half.
By a half. Right. Okay. So that's 60.
Right.
Plus 10 is 70.
Right.
See? So I'm already catching on.
Here's the comment. When I went to school, the answer would be 50. And someone wrote, well, you went to a stupid fucking school because the answer is 70. Boy, there's a lot of stupid people on this thing. It's 50. The rest of you need to shut up. So that's it. It's all people like being cocky and they're all wrong.
I love that. I love when I see that.
Did you go to church or did you go to school? Because you should be praying for the right answer. That shit ain't 50. So yeah, those are the kind of things. So it's not people, but they're so cocky. I was on the math team. The answer is 70. Okay, that's perfect. And someone wrote, your math team must have sucked. It's 50. But no, it was 70.
Well, how is this person even getting 50? Because they're doing the wrong thing to the number.
They cut
30 in half.
Right.
Divided by a half is not.
Yeah,
there are people listening to this right now that are questioning us. But but it's not. It's not half of 30.
It's 30 divided
by a half.
It's 30
divided by a half.
Right. Not divided in half.
That's a different function.
Right. But it's my
30 divided by 0.5.
They're so cocky about, like, it's obvious what the answer is, you idiots. And they're always wrong.
Yeah.
They're always wrong. I love this. It could be two answers. No, it can't. Math doesn't have two answers.
Yeah, never. The answer, that's for sure.
That's my favorite. It could be either answer. No, it can't.
Because this is more like American history and where things are subjective.
Right.
It's artistic expression. It's English lit.
Yeah.
It's open to your interpretation. Yeah. Is there another one? Yeah, another one?
No, I just want to just do a quick grammar one. You don't have to play the jingle. Somebody wrote, no, it's not. And they wrote K-N-O-W. So I wrote, I think you mean... N-O. And he wrote, sorry, I was in a hurry, fat fingers. How do your fat fingers go from N-O to K-N-O-W?
Yeah, to add a W? No way.
A K and a W.
Nope. No shot.
Right.
You were just caught.
Fat fingers.
No, you were just caught. And now you feel stupid, so you're trying to use something that doesn't fit the narrative.
Yeah, fat fingers. Sorry. Yeah, fat fingers.
Yeah.
Sure, man.
All right. I love it.
Oh, I got audio for you to play, and then we have to get out of here soon, right?
Yeah. Oh, I'm being.
Is that your father?
My dad's blowing up my phone. Continue.
Oh, okay. So I told you like these things on TikTok where they'll put up a picture and they'll say find these four objects.
Yes.
And the fourth one's never there.
Yeah.
So there's a new one now. They put up a skirt with a bunch of holes in it, and they go, how many holes are in this skirt? But nobody remembers the hole. The hole at the top and the bottom.
Whatever it is, it's plus two.
Right. So the person in this video, it's the same scam. Every TikTok scammer does the same thing. They tell you, just follow me and I'll tell you the answer. Once I get 1,000 more followers, I'll give you the answer.
I'm not playing that game.
Because then you see they get 1,000, but it's pre-recorded anyway. They're not even there. They're like, oh, Mike got the answer. There's no Mike. There's no Mike getting the right answer. They're like, oh, Jamie, you're so close. There's no Jamie. And people are like arguing and fighting to get. And so I want you to listen to this guy promising he'll give the answer. Ready? Hold on. Here it is. Hold on. I got to turn my Bluetooth off. Hold on. And listen to the guy over and over again swear. He swears he's going to tell everybody what it is. Here we go. Hold on. I'm going to open it up in the video player.
If I see the money gun on my screen, I'm going to reveal the answer to this puzzle.
If people send him money gun gifts.
Right now. Who is going to be the person to do it right now? We're actually so close.
We're so close.
We're actually so close right now. Who's going to finish it off for us right now? Who is actually going to finish it off so we can reveal the answer to this puzzle right now? Who is actually going to finish off?
Scamboni.
So here's, if somebody sends me a money gun prize, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
But people are sending money guns. He's not there to see it. It's a pre-record.
Actually finish it off so we can actually reveal the answer.
We're actually going to do it.
Actually?
Really so close to hitting the money guns right now. Who's going to send the money
right now.
The answer? Oh, my God. And what does he do with the money? He just pockets it?
Yeah. People send him gifts over and over again because they have to know the answer and how many holes are in this fucking skirt. But who gives a shit how many holes are in the skirt? So they're sending him money gun gifts, which are like $8.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we're so close. I'm going to say right now. Oh, we're actually so close. I'm actually going to reveal the answer. I'm actually going to tell you right now. And it goes on for 20 minutes.
Wow.
I scrolled away. I came back. He's still doing it. I'm actually going to tell you. I'm actually going to tell you right now.
No way. Awful. Awful.
And people, a lot of these riddles, you can just Google them. You just go green skirt with holes. And they go, it's 9, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Every one of these fucking riddles. But they all sound like this guy. It's not the same guy, but they all sound like
he's making money.
A couple more. Send me another galaxy. Well, if I get one more galaxy, I'll tell you what the answer is. I'll show you where the egg is hidden. I'll
tell you no right way. Now.
Yeah. And people sit there all day and slice.
I wonder if people are squandering their gift cards on him.
Oh yeah. Like that.
They're sharing their gift cards.
I'm sorry your uncle passed away. I'm gonna buy a money gun. I gotta know how many holes are in the skirt.
It's ridiculous.
That's
I love
Scamboni
it though.
Right there.
That's a huge one. The voice, I should try it someday.
Brooklyn, the boys from Brooklyn. Brooklyn, the boys from Brooklyn.
Right here, right now, find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.